Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from Psalm 119, verses 60 through 62 in the Voice Translation, and it says this: I did not procrastinate and hurried to follow your commands. The wicked have entangled me in their nets, but I have not forgotten your teaching. In the middle of the night, I wake to thank you because your rulings are just and right. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, help us to have hearts like this, like the psalmist prays. He said, I did not procrastinate and I hurried to follow your commands. Lord, I pray for the person today who's wavering between a decision to follow you and not to follow you, to obey you or not to obey you, to do the right thing or to do the wrong thing. And Lord, they're standing at a crossroads and they desperately need to know that you are going to be with them as they make that scary decision. And Lord, I pray that your spirit within them would hearken them to make the right choice, would hearken them to choose you, to choose joy, to choose the path of life, to choose maybe the harder way, because your word says that your way is narrow and few are those who find it. And so, Lord, I pray for all of us that we would have the strength to choose the narrow way, the difficult conversation that we're supposed to have today where we speak the truth in love. We choose the narrow way. To love the unlovely, we choose the narrow way. To turn the other cheek, we choose the narrow way. Give us that ability to do as you would have done on this earth, Jesus. And you are that great example of compassion in the midst of a chaotic world, of love and seeking out those who are lost and those who are broken and those who are marginalized. Help us to have eyes like you, Jesus, to see those folks, to follow your command and not to procrastinate, because that delayed obedience is not the same as immediate obedience. And so, Lord, we pray that as we grow in our relationship with you, that our hearts will be quicker and quicker and quicker to obey, because we know that there's such great blessing in obeying you. And I'm so grateful that you cause us to grow, not by our knowledge and not by all the things that we can memorize or all the other things that we can boast about in knowing you, in knowing your word or knowing facts about you, but we actually know you when we obey you, when we follow you. And there's a deeper knowing and a deeper maturity that comes not just by knowing facts about you, but actually obeying the facts that we know. So Lord, help us to become those believers who are quick to obey with joy, and not in this like sad resignation, but this kind of humbled excitement about what you are going to do in the midst of that obedience. And I just pray for that eternal perspective to well up within us today, to realize that when we are working on this earth for your kingdom, we are storing up treasures in heaven. And that's where, as the scripture says, there's no rust that can destroy it. No thieves can break in and steal that treasure. And so many times our world throws at us treasures that are so flashy and so cool. They're like fame and money and prestige and beauty and all those things. And Lord, instead, we choose today that narrow path of the things that matter for eternity. Help us to lift our gaze above the things of this earth and to look at where you are seated in the heavenly places, and to live our lives for that day rather than today. Lord, I know that it makes you smile when we live with a kingdom mindset in building your kingdom and doing things that are countercultural or upside down or oxymoronic. Lord, we're just so thankful that you ask us and you give us the privilege of being your hands and feet on this earth. What a crazy thing that the God of the universe gives us the privilege of serving him and expanding his kingdom. You could just have done it all by yourself, but you have given us this ministry of reconciliation, and we are now agents of reconciliation on this earth. And what a great, exciting thing. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us that. Lord, I pray for the person who's struggling that struggles with the words in Psalm 119:61. It says, the wicked have entangled me in their nets, but I have not forgotten your teaching. Lord, I pray for the entangled today. I pray that they would stop wrestling against the entanglement and simply rest and nestle into you and hear your words of life spoken over them in that difficult situation. Lord, I pray that you would untangle the nets, that you would that you would deliver them from the wicked ones around them, and you would give them a song in the night. And Lord, I thank you for that last part of the scripture. In the middle of the night, I wake to thank you because your rulings are just and right. I know as an insomniac, I don't always wake up thanking you. I wake up saying, please let me sleep. But Lord, tonight, if I don't sleep, and if the person listening to this does not sleep, help us to wake up thanking you, that your praise would be on our lips. I pray all this in your magnificent, beautiful, holy name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. When life is overwhelming you and you're waking up in the middle of the night, you can unburden yourself through prayer. And you can also just praise God in the midst of those storms. And what a privilege it is. Have an amazing day.